You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Coach here. Got a special episode for you today. We actually have a guest host. It's Kevin Jaeger, and he is one of the hosts of Broadwasted, which is another great podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Kevin, however, is also a Bill for the Stage fam. He has been a client of mine for a couple months now and has made amazing transformations and gains, not only physically, but mentally. And it's my pleasure to have him as a guest host, our first on the Built for the Stage podcast. So I can't wait for you guys to get to know Kevin just a little bit more. Once again, if you want to go to bpn.fm to check out him on Broadwasted, you can do so. Before we get going, just my little tip, since I won't be spending this time with you during the episode, nutrition-wise, if you are out there and you're doing your best, your due diligence to clean eat, let's say you're trying to consume 2,000 calories a day, I'm just throwing out a number, and through those 5 days, you hit your mark. So you're at now 10,000 calories for the week. If the weekend, you just throw it up into the wind and just get after it and consume, let's say, 5,000 each day, that's an extra 10,000. So instead of 14,000 for the week, you've now consumed 20,000 calories, 6,000 more than you should have, which is three additional days of eating. You follow me on that? Basic math there, basic concept, but so true. So be aware of the weekends. It all counts. It's a 7-day week, my friends. All right, enjoy Kevin and enjoy our guest from Tina the Musical, Destiny Ray.
Hey, this is Kevin Jaeger, and I am your guest host today on Built for the Stage podcast. The first guest host ever.
Wow.
No big deal. It's fine. I mean, it's fine. It is a big deal, but it's fine.
I came on a special day, Kevin.
You really did. I'm really excited that you're here for this. Coach is currently in New Orleans, seeing some Built for the Stage fam in the national tour of Miss Saigon.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's super supportive of everybody in his Built for the Stage family, and I suggest everybody get involved. It's one of the best decisions I ever made, getting into the Built for the Stage family. Don't forget, if you haven't tried the free trial yet, go to the website, builtforthestage.com, and fill out the contact form. And once upon a time, I did that. And now, as a family member myself, I'm so glad I started this life-changing program. Don't forget to follow Built for the Stage on Instagram, at Built for the Stage. You can also follow me, if you want to, Jaeger Kev, and I actually host the podcast Broadwasted, where we're drunk on theater, and that is also on the Broadway Podcast Network. So follow us at Broadwasted or follow the Broadway Podcast Network, be a BPN supporter. Alrighty, so now we're going to jump in with my beautiful guest for today. You may have seen her on Broadway in Book of Mormon or Amelie, and right now you can see her currently tearing it up in Tina, the Tina Turner musical.
Ooh.
This is Destiny Ray.
Hi, y'all.
Destiny, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Especially with your 8-show week going on, and that's like not just an 8-show week, but like a 8-show week.
8-show week with a 5-show weekend this weekend.
Oh, so. A 5-show weekend this weekend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you still have the energy to come sit with me. I really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. I would.
So let's just dive in here for you. So what was the audition process like for Tina?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you get that email in your inbox that there is a Tina Turner musical. They are auditioning in New York and they want to see you, and you pass out.
You're so like, yes!
That's the first step. And then, so I go in and we learn Proud Mary, and you're just
oh my God, seriously? That was the audition song you learned?
Yeah. That's the first dance that you do, and you're like, this is a dream. This is an absolute dream.
Incredible.
I thought I knew this choreography, but this is the real deal.
Were you familiar with like her stuff before?
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Tina Turner fan.
That's amazing.
So I had been rolling down the river from a very young age.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. So doing the choreography in a room full of predominantly black women who all share this love and passion for this, not just this woman, but for this choreography is great. So we're doing it, going hard at it. And it was just so much fun. Simone, our associate, and Anthony, the choreographer, were both in the room. And it just was such a great learning environment that you really want it to be great in. You know what I mean?
And could you tell from that first audition how demanding this show is going to be?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I could not. The next morning I woke up and was like, oh, I am so sore. Like, I could not move.
Was it that, like, good kind of sore? Or, like, the I'm not getting out of bed for another hour kind of sore?
That I'm not getting out of bed for another hour kind of sore. Literally, I inboxed. I had known Adrienne Warren, who plays Tina, and I inboxed her and was like, so how do y'all do this? Because I just
how
did
is
a,
this possible?
Right. I just did an audition cut, and I'm dead, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, I knew then that, like, I would have to, if I really wanted this, my whole life physically would change because I would need to make sure that I was conditioning my body to do the type of movement that we do in the show.
And that actually segues really great into my next question is, how have you been maintaining your voice and your body while doing such a demanding 8-show week with this show?
Totally. So it's interesting because we went, I would say it went in phases. So when we were in the rehearsal process and learning it every night, coming into it, we didn't know how much physicality there would be in the show. We obviously knew the big numbers, but so coming into it, I had to do a lot of conditioning. So I had never, to be honest, had a gym membership in my life. I would go to dance classes and get physical exercise in other ways. But actually, I booked the show in April, not from my November call. And in between that time, I had been going to the gym regularly. So the second time I auditioned was completely different.
I'm getting ready for this.
Yeah. And so anyways, during the rehearsal process, a lot of us were hitting the gym during the day or after rehearsal as we were learning it so that we could get used to get our stamina up for it. And then you go into previews and you are exhausted.
Right.
And so I would say in previews, it was a lot of stretching and a lot of like doing a little cardio before the show, but now it's in our bodies and the way the choreography is set, it's a lot of like, it would be more like a HIIT class than anything. Mm-hmm. It's comparable to that type of movement.
Yeah.
So lots of needing to like stretch and condition the body and repair it for the next day.
Yeah.
And so now we're hitting that plateau where the show is set and we know what we're doing. We're not dying as much. And so all of us are getting back into a phase of hitting the gym every morning if we can, and then conditioning our bodies at night, rolling things out and, you know, stretching after the show, icing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what about vocally? Has this been a really demanding show for you as well in the vocal department?
Yeah, totally. We're doing a lot of background singing and a lot of blending with one another. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful that I have a voice teacher. I study with Mike Ruckles and have tapes of my, you know, vocal warm-ups, and I hit those for a night show on Broadway. You've been talking all day, so you don't need a 30-minute warm-up to get you ready for the show.
Yeah, you're ready.
Yeah, you just need a good, like, you know, solid 10 minutes, and then I'm in, and I'm ready, and I'm warm.
It's kind of like you were saying with your body, how, like, because you're working so hard during the day and then during the show, which is also hard working, that you're, like, kind of doing more stretching and, like, getting it ready with the voice.
Totally.
And I wanted to point out something that you just said, how you were talking about your voice teacher and how great he is. So, like, it's really great to have somebody like that who's a support system.
I know.
And that's true for if you're an actor doing theater and if you're an actor training, because having somebody who's kind of helping you.
Totally.
Now, do you go to the gym with cast members, or is it one of those, like, you hold each other accountable and things like that?
Yeah, it's definitely holding each other accountable. We all just got memberships to the same gym.
Yeah.
On Monday. So now, So now there's a bit of accountability and it's up the street from the theater. So now we're a bit like, okay, are you going to the gym in between or going to the gym before?
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit more of that because it's convenient.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's good to have that support system to help kind of build you up like that.
It really helps for sure.
And it looks like you guys are having such a good time on stage.
Oh, we are.
Like, and not even just on stage, but the videos that I've seen on Instagram. Like, you guys are, like, just loving your lives together. And so we I want to say, so, but some days, like when you're doing like fitness specifically, bringing it back to Built for the Stage, you don't always feel like showing up to the gym.
Totally.
Or you don't always like feel like giving your all.
Yeah.
So how do you show up to the show and do your job every day, especially when you're saying you're about to do a 5-show weekend?
Yeah.
How do you keep it, the energy high, the performance high? Because every night you guys are killing it. So like, what is the motivation for you to kind of keep that even on days when you're not really feeling it?
Totally. So that question is twofold. The first part is the thing I wish somebody would have told me about working out at a gym when I wasn't is that the payoff is so worth it. And so just that, that ability to step into a place you don't want to be in the moment and push yourself to do what you don't necessarily want to do and overcome those lies you're telling yourself in your head or the limitations you're setting on your body, that, that payoff, that, that grit that you get from overcoming it, it feels so good. And so I wish somebody would have told me that, in my physical journey a lot sooner. And then with the show, the cool thing about what we do as artists is I use, obviously I use what I just talked about in the gym physically, but I also think that we get to channel that stuff. So if I'm tired, then learning, well, how does my body move in this moment? And how can I maneuver through it and use it in a way that still supports the show? So, you know, in Tina, we have a lot of moments where, in Tina, in it, like, for instance, the end, it's not a surprise now, I'm sure, to everyone that we do a post-bow performance.
Duh.
And
is it a Megamix?
Yes.
Yes!
It's a Megamix.
I think every show, I'm just putting this out there now so the Broadway world can hear it.
Yeah.
Every show, even like sad, depressing, like serious shows, should have a Megamix at the end.
You
can give me a sad Megamix. That's fine.
Give me a sad Megamix, but give it to us. You know?
Give it. Just give it.
Right. We want it.
So, yeah. So at the end of doing this really taxing, like crazy show, you then do another taxing, serious thing.
We bow, and sometimes I look over at my one of my eye cats, Kayla Davion, who was on the show, and we're both like, girl, I'm tired. But we get out there and do it, and then you're looking at Tina or Adrian or Nkeki, and you're like, well, if she got it, then we gots to have it.
Yeah.
But there are days when that mega mix is, I am big, and I am and huge and so out of 10 on energy. And then there are days when I'm a 5 and she's more sultry and sexy. And I've learned my show and how to use that rather than think that, well, when I don't have that energy that I normally have, it's a bad show.
No, yeah, totally. You know? And I know Joe has always said this to me and to everybody in the Built for the Stage family, that it's the same kind of thing with working out, that some days you show up and you're ready and you're ready to hit it and you give it your all, the whole workout. Mm-hmm. And then there's certain days where like it's just like a championship to get there.
Yeah.
And then you're able to kind of spend the time being like, I'm going to give about 60 to 70% today because that's literally all I have, but it's better than zero.
Absolutely.
That was a big thing that Joe kept pushing at the beginning of the year, was just like, I know the holidays are over. We're going to that holiday, like post-show funk, things like that. But like, it's time to just make sure, give it 70. If you have 70, give it. If you got 60, give it. And that's really cool how you said, like, not only just giving that level, but knowing how to, as an actor, use that to your advantage.
Yeah, totally.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Now,
praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
One of the big things besides just fitness is also like eating and like having a great way to eat healthy. And so a lot of times like there's that misconception that eating healthy means that it's not good food or tasty food or things like that.
Right.
So do you have any fun like recipes or like fun things that you love to eat that's like a healthy, like really powerful kind of thing to get you through the day that's just super fun?
Yeah. I have a couple of things. I love tacos, so really anything that I can put on corn tortillas is fun for me. So one of my family's favorite things that I make, and if anybody ever comes over that I make for brunch, is I love to do like a chickpea mash on corn tortillas. And I eat fish and all kinds of meats, but I like to make this chickpea mash, and it's just so fun how you can manipulate your brain and like eating something that you normally don't eat at during breakfast or at night. So I mash up some chickpeas. I saute them with a little turmeric and onion.
Yeah.
And then I make some fresh pico with tomatoes.
I'm getting hungry over here.
I know. And I put it on tortilla and it lasts forever. And I eat it for every meal of the day.
That's great. Cause it's like something that's fun for you and it tastes good.
Yeah.
And then it lasts so that you like are prepping for later. So like later on, if you get home from the show and you're like, I'm starving.
Totally.
You have something ready.
Absolutely. 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 That post-show hunger is real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of calories you ladies are burning is like astronomical.
Right. Totally. Totally.
Now, I was looking over at your resume and you also have been on tour before. Mm-hmm. You did the national tour of Junie B. Jones.
Yes, I did.
So what was fitness life like on tour?
Yeah. Actually, I would say both touring and regionally, I would work out like I was a different person than I would be at home. I would work out all the time. One part is because you have a gym at your disposal.
Right.
So, and then second, because you just need a moment alone. And that's one of the great things about working out is like being able to be alone with your thoughts and like, and really just zoned in. And so, funny enough, like as much as I did not like running for most of my life, I would hop on a treadmill and I would just run at least 2 miles and get that alone time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was actually, those are the moments that fed my fitness life here in New York.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to ask you a question that sometimes we talk about on Broadwasted.
Yeah.
And it's a stage door stories.
Ooh.
So I'm sure that this, with the audience energy probably so high because you guys are giving it to them and they're giving it back to you. Do you have any cool stage door experiences?
Do I? I don't think I have any yet.
Or what is the audience reaction to the show been?
Oh my gosh. Well, I will tell you this. I'm a pretty dramatic person, so you can see my emotions
an
right on my face.
An actor that's dramatic?
No.
What are you talking
not
about?
Not possible. Well, actually, interestingly enough, when we first did the show, you know, you do the show so many times without an audience and you think you know the show, and then you get an audience and you're like, oh, I didn't know the show. This is the show. And so the first time we did Megamix, I was in shock because I had never experienced a theatrical experience that you go from watching a story to it being a full-out Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
And I've never heard a crowd scream as loud, you know? Like Beyonce
was it
has
jarring
that lyric.
At first?
Oh, at first I was like, "What is happening?" there are many moments in the show where the crowd goes crazy, and you know we know the show and we know what's happening, and you're sitting in the bunker and you're like, "What's happening on stage?" And you're like, "Oh, that's what's happening. They're going crazy." You know,
right?
It's unbelievable. And so I would say that this that first experience, I came off the stage and I just kept screaming, you know, like, yeah. What the heck? What's happening? You know, what are we in? Totally. What did we get ourselves into? You
totally. Because it is, it's a different kind of musical.
Yeah.
I mean, especially looking at like the things you've done on Broadway.
Yeah.
Tina is a very different show than Amelie was.
Oh,
and
very
Tina
different.
Is a very different show than Book of Mormon.
Oh, absolutely.
Where Book of Mormon is going for a lot more laughs. Yeah. And it has like kind of like a classic musical kind of like, set up to it where it's also like undercutting that
right.
for their point.
Totally.
And then, but this show is like, it's just a whirlwind of her energy and yeah. powerful music.
Yeah.
Has, totally. Is there a specific song from the show that like really resonates with you?
Yeah. That's a hard question, you know.
I mean, yeah, because I'm her sure everyone resonates
so
differently.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
or like
love,
a moment in the show that like every time it happens, you're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can I give you two?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
No, only one. We're very strict here.
Yeah. No, my favorite number I would say is Higher. I just like,
it's Higher than what?
We need a sound effect.
It would be more like wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, like, okay, so I've always seen videos of Tina Turner, but watching Higher, I would watch that number before we got into the show over and over again because the way that the original Iketts move.
Yeah.
Is so funky, and they all created this choreography. They would go to clubs and pick up moves. Tina wasn't allowed to go to the clubs, but they would go to the clubs. Then they come back and be like, they were doing this kung fu move. So that's why in like Proud Mary, you'll notice sections where it's like karate because they went to a club and that's what was happening.
Yeah.
And they piece it together. And I feel like Higher, it's the first time that you get that experience of, oh, her catalog of music is great, but her movement is iconic and just funkadelic, you know?
Oh, that's a good word.
Yeah. So I would say like movement-wise, that's my jam.
Okay.
But then another hero, like heart-wise, there's this line that says, so what do we do with our life? We leave only a mark. Forgot the word. Pull them up.
I'm sure you need the lights and the sound and like everything
right,
going on.
Right, exactly.
It's in your body. You got it.
I got to get this though because it's so good. And our writer, Katori Hall, put it on a journal for us.
Aww.
And so I look at it every day and I'm like, oh, these words are just so important. So it says... She says, so what do we do with our lives? We leave only a mark. Will our story shine like a light or end in the dark? Give it all or nothing. And those lyrics are just so powerful.
I want that on a journal.
Right?
Exactly. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Give it all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And so that moment like sparks so much joy in my heart.
Yeah.
And is so good. So I would say that's my favorite.
That's so awesome. And I love that. I love that give it all or nothing. And that's such a good thing that you can apply to like your performance, to like being on stage, to when you audition, and also to just like your fitness regimen. Like if you're going to go to the gym, like do it. Like if you're going to dedicate yourself to like having a healthy lifestyle, like go for it.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this.
Totally.
Oh my God. I love that so much. I have one more question for you.
Let's go.
And I'm really excited about
it. Okay.
So when you are auditioning, how do you take nervous energy and translate that into performance? Because I know a lot of actors have like, they each had their different way of kind of like quieting like the storm in their head when they go into the room.
Yeah.
So what is like your
process
of doing that?
So most of my answers are twofold. I was about to say that again.
No, that's fine.
I think it's twofold. It might be a threshold.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you say when it's threefold? Or do you just say threefold?
I think threefold. But it can be a threshold if it's like a wall that's where like the answer cannot pass this place. You shall not pass. Like, absolutely.
We'll edit that too.
or a threshold.
Threshold.
I like that.
Threshold. So I believe in a higher being. So like my first thing is in those jitters is I always say, literally every audition, I say, thank you for reminding me of my dependency on you. Like, thank you for reminding me that I need to tap in to something bigger than me in this moment and that I can't do it alone. So that's like, I look in a mirror and I say that. And then from there, I just channel it. I go into the room and it's uncomfortable. And so there are things that you just have to accept are mm-hmm. uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're in this random room that has no pictures hanging up in front of a table of usually predominantly white men singing yeah. a song or yeah. doing your thing, you know? So like, there's so much you could break down in just that. And so I accept that. And I just am like, okay, I have a gift that I can share. And so this is my opportunity. I'm going to do it. And there have been times where I have been particularly nervous. I tend to get quiet. So I have to remind myself to just loosen up and make mistakes and yeah. know that they're rooting for me, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So for example, my callback for this, I get an email from my agents the morning of that's like, hey, do you know the song Tail Feather? They want you to sing it in the audition. Of course I know the song, but right. I don't know the song.
Right, right, you know? Right.
So
You don't know it the way you want to know a song going into an audition.
For a callback.
Right.
So I go in and I tell, you know, I tell Pat, like, I didn't know that we needed this. And he's like, okay, it's okay. So I get in and I just, you know, he let them know, and the MD was like, I'll sit at the piano and play it with you. And we had the best time I've ever had an audition, and just being like, oh, I can do that. Why don't I try this? You know, it was yeah. just so much fun to adopt this principle that they're rooting for me rather than they want to see me fail.
Yeah.
You know, which I think contributes to having nerves and being nervous, you know.
Totally.
Is not essentially believing that somebody wants to see you succeed.
You know? I love that.
So I think that was only twofold though.
No, yeah, you just said two.
Yeah.
But I'm still there for it. and we've unfortunately hit the threshold of this episode, but I'm going to ask you one thing real quick.
Let's do it.
What is a great song that you think people should listen to help pump them up when they work out?
I mean, Beyonce.
Just Beyonce in general.
Listen to the Homecoming album. That, because it's live.
Yeah.
So you know that she's doing all of this while singing.
Oh, that's a good motivation.
You know
like,
what I mean?
If this girl's working, like.
Right. Really.
I could do another mile.
Like. But if you only need to do one,
right.
do Freedom. It's
yeah.
a great song to run to. Oh. It's got a great beat.
No, this is good because I'm trying to build up my yeah. playlist.
Yeah. And it's all about, she says, I'm going to keep running because a winner don't quit on themselves. And you're like, yeah, you know.
That's amazing because like when I was at the gym this morning, I was listening to the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
Yes.
And it was like, I mean, it works, but right. like they aren't talking about running.
Right. Exactly.
Leave it to Queen B.
Leave it to Queen B.
Well, Destiny, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us. Thanks for listening to the Built for the Stage podcast. Destiny, where can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, at Destiny Ray, 2 E's, R-E-A, or at I Am a Bold Woman. You can follow me there too.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so make sure to follow Destiny. If you haven't tried yet, go to the website Built for the Stage and fill out the contact form to do the free trial. I'm not even just saying this because I'm a member of the family. Like, it is one of the best things I've ever done for myself. Joe is the most supportive, caring, motivating person I've ever worked with. And I've seen the most results that I've ever seen trying to do a fitness regimen by working with Joe. So jump on board, become a part of the family, and go to builtforthestage.com and fill that all out. You can also follow him on social media at Built for the Stage on Instagram. There's some really cool stuff up there. And you can also follow me at Jager Kev or follow our podcast, Broadwasted. And make sure to also check out bpn.fm/builtforthestage or bpn.fm/broadwasted or just go to bpn.fm and check all the amazing shows that are there. The network is really great and doing some cool stuff, and we got awesome stuff happening this year, so make sure to check it out. So Destiny, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you guys keep trucking and get on that website, and we'll hear from you next time. I won't be here because you have to have Joe, so like, sorry about it. But like, everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget about Broadway Podcast Network. Go to the website, broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. go to the Instagram, Broadway Podcast Network. There's tons of good content on our network, like Josh Swallow's Broadway, or Ensemblist, or Equity One, or the Theater Podcast. There's like 90 of them. Just go see which one you like the best after you listen to mine. And yeah, you guys have yourself a good day. It's me, Roscoe, signing off.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.